pray, then thank God ahead of time. If we were to boil down the two reasons we come to Mass, we could come up with two reasons. The first is to glorify God. The second is to make us holy. And by glorifying God, we become holy. Something to ponder that the church offers us, though, is a prayer that says God has no need of our praise. But the gift of praise to God we offer him is actually a gift that he offers to us. So it gives us an insight of what praise of God is about. Praise of God is not about changing him. He is not praise, he doesn't desire praise. It doesn't change him. But rather, praise changes us, and it makes us grateful. And all our readings today are all about praise of God, thanksgiving, gratitude. In 1870, Solanus Casey grew up in Wisconsin on a farm. He was a good American, and he loved baseball, and he loved hot dogs. This man was a man of gratitude. He was one of 16 children. He worked many jobs. He worked on automobiles. He was a prison guard. He was a logger, and he even worked in hospitals. And just before he was about to get engaged to a nice young lady, he felt a call to be a priest. And so he joined seminary formation. Solanus made it through all those years of seminary formation, and on the eve of his ordination, he was told that he would be ordained as a simplex priest, a simple priest, meaning that he wouldn't be able to preach and he wouldn't be able to hear confessions. Now, Solanus could have, in that moment, become bitter. I've been through all these years of seminary formation, and on the eve of ordination, I can't preach and I can't hear confession. What's up with that? Yet Solanus remained grateful for the call that God gave him in his life. So Solanus Casey would spend the rest of his life as a porter, a doorkeeper in New York, in Detroit, and Indiana. People would come to the friary where he lived, and he would greet them. Those people would share their problems, their sufferings, their sorrows with Father Solanus Casey, and he would pray for them. Over time, he became holy. People went to them to ask for his prayers. It's amazing how God works. If he wasn't a simplex priest, he wouldn't have been able to encounter all those people. And there was thousands of miracles associated through his intercession. Father Solanus Casey was a man of gratitude, and he was a priest of gratitude. At his funeral, there was over 8,000 people there present. When his superior would look out the window when he was alive, he would see hundreds of people lined up to ask for his help. Father Solanus Casey's main advice to each person that came to him was this: pray, then thank God ahead of time. Very, very simple. This thanking God ahead of time is radical for me. What it means is that we have a Father in heaven who listens to us, that wants to provide for us. We don't need to wrestle God into giving us what we desire. God is good. And so Father Solanus Casey would say, thank God already because he is answering your prayers. He knows that God is good. And that was his simple but profound advice for a petition. In our readings, we hear Naaman the Syrian, who has leprosy. Syria was an enemy of Israel, yet he chooses to go to this prophet of God, Elisha, and ask for him to be healed. He receives some simple advice: go into the Jordan River, bathe 7 times. It's a humble act, and when he does it, he is healed. He realizes that the God of Israel is the true God, and he wants to praise that God. The only request that he asks after that is to take some dirt from Israel and take it back to his home country. It's an odd request, but during this period of time, people understood a God being in charge of a territory or a country. So Naaman the Syrian was saying this, that the God of Israel is a true God, and I want to worship that God, so I'm going to take dirt back to my own country so I can worship the true God. As Jesus is passing through Samaria, we hear that he stumbles upon 10 lepers. Jesus says to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And this required an act of trust, an act of faith. As they were going, that's when they were cleansed. They weren't cleansed in the moment. And as we hear, only one returned. Only one came to praise God. And that was a Samaritan who came before the feet of Jesus and praised him. This Samaritan leper was pointing out this, that Jesus is the living temple, that Jesus is the living God. If one had leprosy, not only did you have that horrible skin condition, but you wouldn't be able to go into the temple to worship. So this is a tragedy for Jews. And when all those 10 were cleansed, they were able to worship God again in the temple. And what this Samaritan is pointing out is Jesus is the true temple. He's the new temple. And that's why he came to him and worshiped Jesus. Quite beautiful. A life of gratitude and thanksgiving of God. Gratitude is an antidote to bitterness. Gratitude and thanksgiving makes us holy. And that's what we see with Naaman. That's what we see with this Samaritan leper. And that's what we saw with Father Solanus Casey. Simple life of gratitude. Expands us to a point of being able to receive whatever God wants to give us. It's this act of trust. It's an antidote to bitterness, and it makes us holy. So with Naaman, that Samaritan leper, and with Father Solanus Casey, let us pray this day and this week, and let us thank God ahead of time.